AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A flash weekend raid by U.S. commandos killed an Islamic State commander in Syria, but was he the guy they were after? Former CIA acting director Mike Morrell told ABC's George Stephanopoulos it was important to get Abu Sayyaf out of circulation.
The real value here is taking a guy off the battlefield who's incredibly important to the organization, to funding it, to running it, very close to the senior leadership, to al-Baghdadi.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is the head of the Islamic State group. Terror expert Fawaz Jurgis at the London School of Economics thinks Abu Sayyaf was not the only target.
Probably there were other targets. Some Iraqis are talking about Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. Abu Muhammad al-Adnani is the spokesperson of the so-called Islamic State. He's a highly powerful player within the organization.
Now to the Amtrak crash that killed eight people in Philadelphia. The NTSB has said the injured engineer is being cooperative but can't remember anything about the few minutes leading up to the crash. This morning, the NTSB's Robert Sumwalt told Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that, as is standard procedure, they are getting his records.
As we do for all transportation accidents, Chris, we have solicited or subpoenaed his cell phone records. Drug and alcohol testing is done as a matter of routine. We've sent those results off, tests off. So that's what we do for all investigations.
Robert Sumwalt of the NTSB. Parts of the Dallas-Fort Worth area got as much as 5 inches of rain overnight. This storm led to flash flood warnings and high water rescues of residents and motorists who were overwhelmed by the rain. This is AP Radio News. A sailor assigned to a destroyer in the Persian Gulf has died after falling from a hotel balcony. Our Kyle McKinnon is overseas with this story.
The USS Farragut was docked in Bahrain's capital on a routine port visit. Bahrain is an island nation in the Persian Gulf and a longtime host of the Navy's Fifth Fleet. Many hotels, restaurants, and bars cater to Navy personnel. A Navy spokesman says the sailor was on liberty from the ship, time off from duties, when he fell from a hotel balcony and died of his injuries. He says the Navy is cooperating with Bahraini officials in the investigation. The USS Farragut is part of the strike group accompanying the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is conducting airstrikes against the Islamic State group. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Republicans have been visiting Iowa during this presidential campaign season, and they are calling for the U.S. to have a stronger presence in the world. But they each have varying ideas about just how tough to get with America's enemies. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.